Monday, we will be back at Gillette Stadium, and Boomer Esiason will join us, as will Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, at 9 on a Patriots Monday at Gillette. But right now, back to the rest of this morning's news with Courtney.
A doctor in California is suing a Thai restaurant, claiming they served her food so spicy it burned her internally.
Is that possible?
Well, it seems. I mean, she is a doctor.
Okay.
But Dr. Walia was at Coop de Thai in Los Gatos when she ordered the spicy dragon balls. Mm. That is an appetizer. I had to figure out what the spicy dragon balls were.
It's actually an Oregon. What do you call your film that you like, Shime? The
anime?
It's an anime porn of Game of Thrones.
Actually, there is an anime called Dragon Ball.
There is. Okay. Yes.
Well, this is an appetizer. Described as spicy chicken balls fried with mint, shallot, green onion, cilantro, kefir, lime leaves, chili, and rice powder, served hot. Now, she claims she asked the server to make it less hot. Mm. She said when she started eating, she felt her insides start burning. She's seeking medical expenses, lost income, and damages.
They look good, though.
Bag of cash. Is that them there?
Yep, that's
they look
them.
Good.
This is a cash grab. I mean, if you're ordering something that's
says spicy
and hot. I mean, how much chili powder could it? I assume it's the chili powder was the only thing you mentioned that could have done any damage.
But
it's not like it's not like it was ghost pepper or something like that.
Right, but you see, they have a pepper up there on the menu.
Like, indicates that it's spicy.
Right. You don't get that if.
Right.
But like, the restaurant looks very nice, though. No. Coop de Thai.
Well, it's like Greg said, once it says it in the name, you might want to stay clear of it.
Yeah. I have to say, my favorite thing about James and food is when things are hot, as in the temperature, he says, very, very spicy.
I really enjoy when I call Curtis.
Oh, he loves you, man.
And I hear him in the background yelling, Gweg. It's great.
I nailed it.
You nailed it, bud.
All right, what's next?
There is a new increase in a trend called controlled cheating. So Australian escort Katia Cortez has revealed that there's a surprising reason that wives are booking escorts for their husband. She says that she's seeing a significant rise this past year than any years before.
Controlled cheating.
Well, that is the reason. So she's saying that they're booking threesomes where both are present. Obviously, it's a threesome. Mm-hmm. And the females are booking it because they maybe have this feeling, this insecurity that their husband will step out on the marriage. So they would rather be there and know that there's no threat of the escort becoming, you know, in love, falling in love with their husband.
Isn't that just like giving up? Why are you married at that point?
Yeah.
Taking your man?
I'm being honest. Like, I what's the point of being married? I mean, I guess maybe they have kids or something. So,
people have open marriages all the time.
Yeah, but that's not what this is.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
not
like,
open marriage.
This is like being afraid that your guy's
going to leave you,
going to cheat. And so you're organizing it with a prostitute so that you can have a threesome.
Right.
Can I just read her quote?
Yeah.
A lot of time it's about what I like to call control cheating, where they both kind of know that one of them or both of them would struggle to stay faithful. In these circumstances, it allows room for one or both of them to explore some variety in sexual expression or use it as an outlet to cheat with permission while both being present and being able to monitor the situation.
Yeah, that's weird.
Monitor the situation.
She is concerned that he is going to step out on her. That's weird.
The article was
Does the Yuka app rate prostitutes?
Good question. It was an interesting article. Like, she goes on to say a lot of women will book it to then see how their man treats another woman, to see if maybe he's better in the bedroom with that woman than themselves.
That is diabolically psychotic.
Yeah. That is low self-esteem.
Yeah, and then she said because she's seen an uptick in this where the men are becoming more of the center of attention, whereas before when they were booking the threesomes, the woman was really the center of the attention. The male was kind of just like an accessory in the threesome.
You know, my favorite thing about 2024 is we have a name for literally everything.
Right. It's a trend. Like, people are now disguising something that they used to try to get away with by calling it a popular trend.
Right, controlled cheat.
So it's almost like you're saying now the man is useless there.
Well, no,
because you said it's an accessory now.
Before, she said before when they were booking, the woman was the prize and the man was just kind of there.
Uh-huh.
And now she's seeing a shift into them like having her do stuff to the guy more than the girl. So that the wife can kind of just observe.
And that's a popular thing for this escort.
Yes.
As you referred to her.
Is Las Vegas the only place where escorts are legal?
It's
the
not
US.
Las Vegas.
Nevada.
Oh, sorry, Nevada.
It's
like,
well, it's parts of, though.
I mean, is it parts of?
Las Vegas is in Nevada.
That's what I said.
Yes, but I don't think in, I think it's only cities. Like, you have the Bunny Rancher. That's the famous one.
Right.
Yeah. That's Reno.
Yeah. Is that where Lamar Odom
I thought
Odom
it was Nevada.
Was
what's that?
Is that where Lamar Odom was
yes.
found?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought it was the state, but if it's only different portions of the state
no,
of
I think
Nevada.
It's only certain, and I don't think there are any other places
I
really
don't either.
In the United States.
Yeah.
Like, people bring it up all the time. They want it to be, wasn't there a bit of a push to have that have it be legal here in Massachusetts?
Because, like, sex workers are like, hey, listen, this is part of my job, but why can't it be legal for me to be a... And then you
if there's OnlyFans, why can't they?
Yeah, you eliminate all the potential areas of where it could go left, you know, with, you know, sex trafficking and those type of things.
I just, if you were to do that, and I'm not, you know, I'm not kink-shaming, you know, everybody can do their own thing, but... isn't that an image that you just have in your mind forever where, like, you've seen your husband doing things with another woman and then that it would drive me nuts.
But what if you thought, you know, I really love Santo, but we've been married for a long time. He's probably going to stray. I want to control the
situation,
the situation.
Mrs. Wiggins taught me the only lesson I need in marriage.
Shit.
If you can get him, you can have him. If he's going to stray, so long.
What if Santo said, though, not stray, threesome?
I'm not into having a threesome.
You know, what if he said that to you?
No.
Then I don't get the imaging pot.
Like, I am a visual person.
Right.
And so if I see something happen, I'll replay it in my... Have you ever met me? Like, I would think about this. I wouldn't sleep at night. I'd be like, the way he looked at her was much... I think he's in love with that escort from the Bunny Ranch.
But it's weird. You'll hang out with his exes and, like, you don't think of...
Well, I understand that things have happened before me, but once you get married,
but
I think...
But doesn't that still play into the image?
No, because I never saw him with those people.
No, but you're sitting there hanging out with his ex, having some drinks. You would think, like, all right... This girl at one point did this, and this. Like, you can
I've never asked for the...
No, not that you asked, but you just, like, if... Isn't that human nature? Mm. Like, for somebody who's hanging out with an ex to be like, oh, you know?
Mm. I've been invited to be in multiple threesomes.
True, I have.
Yeah.
Is
that an invite?
And you've never taken up the offer? I'm a side eye you.
I am...
Keep it a buck.
Wow.
woman guy.
Now you sound like Mayo trying to give us an answer.
All right. What else?
I don't know if Greg would have the stamina for more
it's
than...
It's not about the stamina.
Really? Wow.
Oh, okay.
You're the one who told me it was like 2 minutes.
I don't believe I ever said that.
I think you did.
I mean, more like 2 hours.
Oh.
Whatever.
He came back during the same song.
2 hours of recovery?
By the way, Mitch has informed me, if you'd like to see this particular escort, he has found the photo of her, which is now available on Twitch.
Is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, well, he's been playing her.
She's attractive.
Playing, not paying.
She's very easy on the eyes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I would think that Santo was going to run off with her.
You would?
Yeah. Wouldn't you? If a hunky guy was
I thought you were going to say Greg. He's not going to run off.
If Lindsay's like, I want to bring this guy into the bedroom.
I'm very confident. Is he going to contribute when it comes to paying for dinners and things like that?
Probably not.
Is he going to cover the 300-foot Uber Eats order?
That's Greg, you're spot on. That's why, like, Chris Brown and Idris don't get me jealous. If you're confident in your game,
they're not gonna
take her away from you.
Yeah.
You gotta be confident, Courtney.
I'm confident.
I sound like it.
I
Wiggy game knows game.
Exactly.
Oh, game knows game.
Exactly. Yeah. If you are confident, you ain't got nothing to worry about.
All right.
Extensive flooding shut down two Melbourne train stations last week and caused lengthy delays after an Olivia Rodrigo concert let out.
This is Australia.
And so the Australian Transport Minister had to explain in a presser the reason why the sprinkler system failed, causing the flooding.
Okay.
He had a hard time getting through this. Here's what he had to say.
Initial reports were that it was an act of vandalism. I've been advised that Metro have reviewed the CCTV footage, and it would appear that an amorous couple in a stairwell dislodged the sprinkler. No, Melbourne Central Station in a stairwell late at night. Police are investigating.
In terms of what the disruption caused by it?
Well, there was extensive flooding.
So a bit of romance
right.
dislodged the sprinkler system, causing the flooding.
They were
the
train station sexers,
all right.
is what I'm guessing. And they knocked the pipe out.
Yeah.
Wow.
But when the mood strikes, you find
we are beach sexers.
Yes. Stairwell.
Talk about laying pipe.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Oh, Winky, give him a rim shot for that.
That was good.
That is impressive that you're able to knock out a, you're able to break a pipe. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Right. The woman looked flush. all right. Was there anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. That's the news. Well done, Courtney. Great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Great job.
Thank you.
Let's get to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. Thursday Night Football saw the Broncos beat up on a banged-up Saints team. Final score 33-10 there. In college, BC fell to Virginia Tech on the road 42-21.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it was a terrible thing to watch.
Right.
It was embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Awful.
Will you say that to Bill O'Brien?
Yeah, I think Bill O'Brien listens to our show quite frequently.
He does,
I think Bill O'Brien thought it was embarrassing.
Yeah, I bet he would say that.
Watching him on the sideline, he looked pissed. When they screwed up that field goal, he was pissed.
Because you made your way back. You made your way back down 28
to
nothing.
Got right back into it.
And plenty of time. And then the mistakes killed you. Yep, that fourth down and one that you didn't convert.
Yep.
The botched field goal. Yeah, that's like so that happened.
And penalties.
Yep.
The amount of false starts that they had some shocking news in college sports. UVA head basketball coach Tony Bennett has announced he's retiring at 55 years old, just 3 weeks before UVA's season opener. In baseball, the Guardians get on the board with a 7-5 win over the Yankees. New York leads the ALCS 2-1. In the NLCS, the Dodgers go up 3-1 on the Mets with a 10-2 win last night.
Are they ever, going to have a close game in that series?
No,
the Dodgers.
You said that yesterday, yeah.
And Mets, jeez.
And it was great that the Yankees blew a save on the anniversary of their first blown save of 4 straight to the Red Sox.
And I don't like this. My potential Subway Series matchup is not looking good.
Yeah.
No.
The Patriots have landed in London this morning. Drake May on the injury report for the second day with a knee injury, but it was a full participant at practice before they left. Alex Van Pelt spoke about Drake's status. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I'm not concerned. You know, that's for the head coach and trainers, but looked good to me yesterday as he worked.
And Ramondre Stevenson was absent from practice again yesterday. Now, last night, the Pats downgraded Vidarian Lowe to out on Sunday, but nothing for Stevenson, which would indicate he did travel to London.
So did he have the MRI or not? It seems like there was just one report media-wise that he had the MRI, Curtis.
Well, it's like Ben Volen. I mean, the guy has never been wrong before.
Right.
I find it odd that there was no confirming and there was no mass, no... bandage or anything or brace on his knee of any kind.
Huh.
But I don't know.
He did get some random internet doctor to claim that Drake May's knee looked quote unquote swollen.
Oh, so. Really?
Right.
Was it Dr. Oz? Or
I don't know. Some random guy that did recorded himself on video that says he's a doctor.
Okay.
The football doc.
All right.
Or something.
Have you ever met a doctor that you trust that would give willy nilly observations about other people they've never actually seen?
Yes, Dr. Phil.
He's like a billionaire.
Oh.
Dr. Phil.
Oh. He's a billionaire?
Yeah.
Sure,
I think he's a billionaire.
Right. Sure he is.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks to Oprah.
did Oprah find
Dr.
Phil?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where he made his bones on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Good for him. Cozy up to irresistible new fall flavors at the 99 restaurant, like the freshly baked homestyle chicken pot pie packed with chicken and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or the creamy short rib mac and cheese. You gotta love the nines. That is what's trending.
Oh. Breaking. Ben Volen just got a second opinion from Dr. Dre. I don't know if he's... is he an expert, Curtis, when it comes to knee injuries?
He sure is.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Excellent. Good news.
He gave us M&M.
Are you going to get a second opinion on your Achilles from Dr. Scholes?
Yes, I will. Actually, I prefer Dr. Pepper. That's the guy I go to.
All right, he's a good one, too.
When I injure myself.
Are you going to have a doctor look at it?
No, I'm not going to have a doctor look at it. Stop talking about the stupid thing. It was tweet.
I'm nervous.
Tweet the Achilles.
I'm nervous.
All right, it goes on. Like the quest for a personal best in the Jingle All the Way 5K on December 7th continues. I will not be stopped.
Greg, just a heads up. If you could let us know when you have to pee, you could leave the segment a minute early so you get back in time.
I'm sorry about that.
God love you.
Battle through it.
Courtney, looking great this weekend in Miami. 80 today, 82 tomorrow, 83 Sunday.
Nice.
A little breezy, but should be perfect.
You and Santo going?
No, just me.
By yourself?
Well, I'm going with some of my girlfriends.
Oh, girls trip.
Whoa.
M-I-A-O.
For Taylor Swift.
Woo-wee. Oh, M-I-A-O. You know
birthday.
What they say when the ladies get down there by themselves.
What happens? What do they do?
Woo-wee. Talk about knocking some pipes around. There's this big influencer guy in Miami on social media. He says when women come down here for girls' trips, he said it goes down.
Really?
Yeah. I guess it's something about the men in Miami. They just... I don't know, Courtney, what is it?
We're going for Taylor Swift, so that will be the only...
When is the show?
Tomorrow night.
What did that cost you for a ticket?
The donut.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, my friend works for Billboard and secured some tickets.
Excellent. So you got tickets for free.
We did.
Where are you staying, the one?
We are staying at Nobu.
Wow. Okay, it's going down. What you doing after the show?
We are going to the one tonight for dinner, though.
What are you doing after the show?
I don't know. Our flight's early on Sunday, 8:30 a.m.
If I remember your last trip to Miami, there was some suspicious behavior.
Not really suspicious. We just got duped.
You ladies allowed a man to pay for your giant beverage tab at some kind of a pool party.
He offered, and we accepted, and then he bailed. So,
Well, that's because you know why he bailed, right?
The ladies' trip.
Because
does Santo get a guy's trip?
Santo has some guy friends coming in.
Where's he going?
He's
going to California in a few weeks.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Columbia?
On a guy's trip.
California.
Oh.
What?
Columbia?
Who are really?
That's what I thought you said.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess a lot of people go to Columbus.
Uh-huh. A lot of guys.
I have to tell you, Wiggy has been the funniest he's ever been of late.
No,
just
A plus. I asked the question.
My favorite is when Wiggy knows the answer. He's like, "Oh, girls' trip."
Yeah. No, it's a new strain.
Don't change it, Wiggs. 44 and sunny afternoon, 60.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Alex Van Pelt yesterday on the wow development of Drake May. By the way, it appears that everyday listener of this program, Rob Ninkovich, has called this morning with some sort of an observation on Santo, who we were discussing during the break.
Hasn't he taken enough this week?
Good morning. Morning, Robert.
Hi. Good morning, guys. I just dropped the kids off at school, got myself my Cumbies coffee, $1.50, beautiful stuff. So when we talk, every morning when I'm listening and I hear Santo, my image in my head of Santo, I think of Sato from Karate Kid 2.
Okay.
By the way.
It's like you coward, you know, that.
Excellent sequel, by the way.
I think of a pretty intense. Is he intense? Is Santo intense?
Not as intense as Sato. Man. Similarly, they have great hair, both of them.
Yes, great hair.
Yes, great hair.
But you know
any
what?
Any salt in that thing? Any salt and pepper?
He's getting a little bit on the sides, but not too much. I probably have more than he does, but I dye my
own. Okay, but your girls can dye. Yeah, cool.
But really, not what you expected from a sequel, because in my mind there was not enough hand-to-hand combat, but.
Actually, Karate Kid, just for full transparency, is my number one childhood movie.
Oh, wow.
Karate Kid 1, 2, and 3. 3, they kind of lost it. 4 doesn't count. But the 2, I enjoyed the 2 because the travel, you go to another place. Now, in real life, Ralph Macchio's not beating up anybody with a black belt, that their life journey was just karate.
Correct.
But I would say breaking the ice, you know, doing the breathing and breaking through 5 pieces of ice was always my childhood, one of my favorites. So, yeah. I love Karate Kid. I love the actual series, too. It's fun. Brings you back in time.
The series is big, though, now on ice.
What, Cobra Kai?
Yes, the Cobra Kai.
They did a great job. Johnny's in the old Trans Am still, Firebird. It's all broke down. It's rusty. Danielson's the big car dealer. He's got the money. You know, I know a few people like that.
You must be bummed that Drake May started before week 12 or whatever you wanted.
Yeah, I mean, Wiggy. You were right. I was wrong.
It's all good.
You're pretty. I'm ugly.
Okay.
It is what it is, okay? But I would say that there was a bunch of great stuff, obviously, in the first start of a young person's career, 22 years old. Every time I see him on television, I'm going, wow, that kid's young.
Yeah.
But he did some – when's the last time we saw a 50-yard throw for a touchdown? It's been a while.
Right.
Yeah. He's got all the skill set. He's got the talent. I'm not going to go back and say, my mother used to say, don't really rub it in and tell people you told
him. Oh, you listened to that.
But you told Rob. You told Chatham.
I tried to tell everybody.
You tried to tell everybody, but they wanted to wait. They didn't want the kid to get hurt.
It was you and Matt Ryan.
Now, I didn't like the fact that he just had an MRI. I didn't like the third quarter sack strip fumble where there was a clear drop of weight on the kid and it took him forever to get up. He looked like Aaron Rodgers after getting hit.
Yeah.
But his ability to, fight through that, make a few plays was awesome. So I'm encouraged. Now, I just want to see a little bit. Now, this is just my defensive mind thinking as a player. When we would play a mobile quarterback or a quarterback that was not a stationary target statue in the back of the pocket, you hate move the pocket plays and you hated quarterback scramble plays and you hated RPO because the quarterback actually could pull the ball and run. I just want to see a little bit more of the take advantage of that mobile quarterback. I'm not saying get him out there like Josh Allen and have him get hit on every play, but I want to see maybe throw in a little college, take his 5 favorite best plays from college and sprinkle them in there and just see how they work. Because then the second that you put those plays in, the defense has to practice and prepare and take time into their week once you show it. So do that. I mean, just use the kid's ability. Make him get him on the run. See what he can do.
So Rob, you want kind of like what the Broncos did with Bo Nix last night, right? Where there's some designed runs, there's some scrambles mixed in there, but he's not taking shots. He's getting out of bounds. He's getting down. He's being smart with the football.
100%. Like, I almost took a couple of those plays and posted them, but I just didn't do it because I didn't care. But at the end of the day, I saw those plays, and I'm like, see, Sean, he sees the advantage of what he has in the backfield. He had who's the kid that they paid from the Saints? He wasn't really a quarterback. I'm having a brain fart.
Oh, you're talking Taysom Hill.
So he's had guys in the past where he had Drew Brees as the stationary quarterback. You know, he's going to be in the pocket. But then he had some mobile guys to where he's, okay, Nix is quick on the edge. He can get out of situations. He can run in situations. Let's use some of these plays that I've used in the past for a mobile quarterback and sprinkle them in there. And what it does is it takes the defense and it just throws a little curveball at you to where your ends and your outside backers, they have to really honor the quarterback. You're playing somebody that you don't really think is – you don't really actually don't honor the speed. So, okay, run an RPO. I know they're going to hand it off on every play because I don't respect the quarterback. Now when you have a quarterback that can get around the edge, you've got to sprinkle those in there, and then it opens up more gaps in the running game too.
Nick, we've been talking about Brady going to the Raiders, obviously getting the minority ownership group approved this week. Do you think, or do you know, did Tom ever try to buy the Patriots? Have you heard anything of the scuttlebutt?
I have no idea. No, I don't. I mean, man, I don't. How much do you think 5% costs?
Well, it was 220.
It's like $300 million.
Yeah, 350.
$300 million.
If the value is $6.7 billion, it's 300 and.
Yeah.
Do you have to get a loan for that, or do you like, what do you do with that? Is that like, hey, I'm buying a franchise, so like the revenue is always going to be there. A bank would be like, all right, cool.
Yeah, you need some rich backing on that. But the thing I will say about Rob and
Wiggy, let's try and buy a team. Come on, we'll get like, can we get 0.1001% of a team?
I mean, we got to talk to Greg and see if Ernie Bach will throw us some money. You know,
Brockton Rocks, Wiggs. Yeah, you can buy them.
Yeah. Gotta get the rest of that Brockton contract.
Yeah, I still got. They still owe me money.
But don't you think it's weird that Rob, if the Crafts didn't offer him that opportunity, isn't that weird?
No, you know what. You know what? If I was to ask you this question, if you own a company that you started from scratch and you owned it 100% and it's grown 20 times what you initially bought it for, why sell any of it?
Well, because it's a business. It's a smart business move when it comes to selling tickets and interest in your
franchise. They're going to make their money. That the crazy thing is with league sharing, you're going to make $800 to $1 billion every year anyway on league sharing because everyone has to share the net profits. So for me, it's like if I owned 100% of something that I knew was continually always going to year after year, even if I didn't sell one ticket, I'm still making tons and tons of money.
Yeah,
I'd keep every single percent of my ownership and just keep passing it on to the family.
But the reason I would, if I were Robert Kraft, and God knows I'm not, is that he's really concerned about how people view him. He clearly is bothered by the current opinion of his organization, and whatever $300 million is to you or me, to him, it's a Kevlar vest, but Tom Brady is running the football department. Any issues are going to go to him, and he's able to walk around and own the city again.
Well, I mean, that would be amazing if everything was a fairy tale. But in reality, I mean, Jordan bought, what was it, Charlotte for 200 and something million. And they never won anything. And everyone's like, you got Michael Jordan, the best ever in ownership. And we can't win ever. And then he ended up selling it for $3 billion, which is, you know, that's nice. But at the end of the day, like, I think number one, Vegas is a really tough market for building a roster, a team. I mean, yeah, you can have a team there in Vegas, but you got to have a lot of high character leadership, veteran guys. You know, look at some of the issues that they've had in the last 3 years. Yeah. Like, that's a place on every day of the week. If you're a young person with money, you can get yourself in a little pickle. So, you know, I think that for Tom to get a piece of ownership is amazing, and, you know, that's great for a former player. Why am I having a brain fart? Did he partner with somebody else to do that, though? Was Seymour involved in that? Did Seymour get a piece of that,
Seymour got a piece also.
Yeah, he but I think his was very, very small. Yeah.
And Greg also.
Yeah. But I think...
Greg, so if Seymour... So my question is, you know, you're bringing in Seymour, you're bringing in Brady, you know, Mark Davis, is he doing that to try and generate more ticket sales? I don't think that that's really going to be the case. I don't know. Maybe it's just... He's just generating $600 million in cash for himself.
I think with Davis, he doesn't mind those guys because they will help, you know, maybe with the franchise and tickets and
excitement. The brand or whatever.
I think the Krafts are more like the Joneses, Jerry Jones and that family, where they don't want anybody coming in to take away their shine. Yeah. But I will say this about Rob and his mentioning about the mobile quarterback.
Yeah.
Huge, massive shout-out by Bill Belichick on the Eli Peyton Manning thing on Monday Night Football. And Bill said when they played mobile quarterbacks, he would put Ninkovich on the left side.
Really?
Because he was such a smart player. Because remember, Bill kept saying, you're letting him get outside, you're letting him get outside. And he said that he would put Ninko on the left side because he was a smart player and wouldn't allow that. So I guess in today's game, there's not many smart players. So take advantage of Drake May's ability to get outside because these defensive ends are not that smart.
But thank big you shout for out. That compliment, Wiggy.
Well, don't thank me. Thank Bill.
Thanks, Bill. You know, I'm no dummy.
Hey, Nick, one last thing before you go. You know the organization. You're friends with Mayo. Is there there was a report yesterday by Giardi that less than 50% chance AVP's back. Have you heard something similar? Do you think Alex Van Pelt is here for the long haul as the OC?
Where's Giardi getting all his stuff from? I don't
know. He probably got it from Wiggy.
He ain't get it from me. I think AVP's back.
I mean, I don't know. Let's see if they can beat Jacksonville in London. I mean, I'd like to just see how I personally want to see, is there a difference in how the offense is run now versus the first 5 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah.
You have to use, and this is what from the very start of football, coaches have to put the players in the best position based on their ability. You know, like you're trying, if you put me out there one on one against Reggie Bush, that's a bad matchup, right? So you got to make sure that you put players in the proper position to excel based on their own skill set, and that's what great coaches do. So we'll see what happens moving forward for the rest of the season.
Rob, thank you for calling the show. We love
good
you.
Stuff.
And we will see you soon.
All right. I'm going on a bike ride. 1 hour if you see me around Walpole and Dover and all that fun stuff.
Make sure you got the booty the cushion on there.
Yeah, be careful.
I got the pads, I got everything. I flip it in, I got the lights, I got the helmet. Right.
You
know,
make sure you stretch. Right. You're getting into Achilles the danger zone with the Achilles at your age. So just be careful.
I know. I'm already halfway through life, so I gotta take it easy.
All right, Rob Ninkovich.
Danger zone rejoin. And the MRI.
Yes.
Maybe it did happen.
The MRI is literally one person who has reported it. One person.
Listen.
No one else has confirmed it.
Rob said.
Well, he's going off the stupid report.
Oh, I thought he might have been plugged in and then had
And I don't get the Giardi hate. I mean, Giardi's had far more success reporting things than Volan.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. It's a Patriots Friday. We'll be right back. In Curtis's old place of residence, London, England, it is nearly 2 p.m. and a bit of good news. And if you are watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, you can see it for yourself. But it appears that Ramondre Stevenson is leaving the hotel and headed to practice.
All right.
So
it's a good sign.
Jolly good.
Cheerio. So
bollocks.
A little bit of good news.
Can I tell you something they do there that we should adapt?
What's that?
When you have consecutive numbers in a phone, they don't say 01344. They say 01344.
All right. I could never understand their phone numbers, though.
Right. So my phone number, I don't know why, 01344-842-648. That was my phone number in England.
Like, because they don't
really... 15-5, what was it, Lime Tree Walk, Virginia Water.
Wait, the way Wiggy says things. So what do you mean you could never understand their phone numbers?
Like, you know how we have area code?
Yeah, it's a different system. Like, yeah, the world 01344
is the area code.
there are things that are different.
Well, I just, it's weird when you look at it because it's like area code, then it's your 7-digit number, it's the 3, and then the number. There, yeah. It's just like 12 numbers.
Right. How many numbers do we have?
Yeah. 7.
508-785-0441.
We have 7. Yeah. But I know the area
10,
code.
I think.
That's 10.
Yeah.
Plus a 1, that's 11.
Yeah. No, but who counts the 1?
Well, the 1 is the 01. That's what they start with.
What?
So 01 is the same thing as our 1.
Okay, so their area code, how many numbers do they have?
So 01 is the beginning, just like we hit 1, so forget that. 344 is the area code.
344.
Then 842 would be the next 3, like whatever local part of Boston.
All right.
And then 648. So it's actually fewer numbers.
I mean,
6-4-6-4.
Do you care, though? Eight. You just dial the thing. Like, right. I don't know.
Also, are you saved in your phone?
Are you making a lot of overseas phone calls?
No, no, I don't. But like when I watch, like,
change the name on your phone.
Like when I told you I watch a lot of London-based shows.
British
pause.
Show.
BBC shows.
Yes.
And you know they'll have
in front of the faux fireplace with the faux candles going.
Bingo. Yes, and they'll have these different number, like, the, you know, you'll see the numbers on the cell phones, yeah, and when they're doing that, and I'm like, I can never get, like, so are there like 508?
There's a country code. You have to call a country code when you're calling out of the United States.
Right.
No, 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 but like, you know how here, if we go, like, Courtney goes, she's going to Miami. Oh, yeah. 305. I know the area code. Mm-hmm. Is it like that?
I thought it was Mr. 40. Was it? What is Pitbull?
It's Mr. Worldwide.
He's Mr. 305.
Yeah, that's what I said. 305. Oh, okay. So like, or New York is 212 or 718.
Ludicrous did a whole thing on
is
it.
Is it like that?
Also, Pitbull just confirmed the MRI. go ahead.
What? Is it like that in London then, Curtis? So are there different like areas?
Yeah. So where I lived was Surrey. That's southwest of London. Mm-hmm. There's different area codes for there. I don't know what London's is off the top of my head.
So maybe it's because they put the 01 in front of it.
Right. It's just
we don't do that.
It does look much different when you're looking at it, you know, right now.
Like, we don't do that. If somebody says, hey, send me a number, you just send the area code and then the other 5
it can
digits.
Be confusing.
It's very confusing.
Yeah.
Them and license plates, forget about it. I'm like, what the hell is that thing?
What about
real
driving?
Yeah,
you ever tried to drive over there?
See, I could never drive on the other side of the road.
It's a real whodunit.
I would really kill somebody.
All right.
By the way, Santo would love Virginia Water. Wentworth Golf Club, he would be in heaven there.
Okay, I'll let him.
Really?
Oh.
All right, well, you're going to England.
Yeah, yeah.
You and Chime.
Yep.
Separately, but yeah, whatever.
But I hope we meet up for a pint.
Yeah, you should meet up.
I'd love to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be nice.
But do you like the warm beer?
Ugh. No. Not every place has warm beer, Greg.
No, it's 2024.
It's a myth.
It is?
Yes. Not every place has warm beer.
Okay.
But they don't have ice there, do they?
Well, they maybe have ice, but it's rare. It's very
rare.
They're hoarding it. They're ice hoarders.
See, and that's what I don't like. Yeah. I am an ice in everything drinker. I
agree with you.
And I would be...
It's a weird thing when you order a mixed cocktail
and
they give you the little bottle of soda water and you have to pour it yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I don't like that. That was in Dublin, too.
More work for me.
But like, you can make it stronger or not as strong as you want.
Like, just give me the drink. I don't need the extra effort.
That's true. You do get food delivered from 200 feet from your door.
I forgot about that one time going to Dublin. They did do that. I'm like, what's this? Isn't this your job?
Also, can I just
Mike?
I just want to thank you because I am overwhelmed by your generosity. And we launched a fundraiser for the Hubbard family from the Cape, and it's incredible to me. But you have donated in addition to everything that you do. The $3 million to the Jimmy Fund, every time we ask when it comes to the Greg Hill Foundation, every single time, you have donated over the last 24 hours over $133,000 to that father and his son. And so I just want to make sure I say thank you because it's incredible. And the fact that the way things are, in this economy, as Courtney would say, and the fact that you continue to give and that you've given so much to this family is incredible. And our mission at the foundation is to be able to, when families like this need the money because of unthinkable tragedies is to be able to give them that money immediately. So we'll be able to, over the weekend, Monday, whatever, get that dad and his son the money that they need for to do, unfortunately, unthinkable things. So it's incredible to me. Thank you. I wanted to make sure that I said thank you. Thank you forever for that, for what you've done when it comes to the foundation, and we will be right back.